We is here, y'all, again. It's another motherfucking week, and we with the girls, I think, that we
it's
try
a
to
pussy
beat.
Talking week.
We really try to beat them.
Truthfully,
I ain't gonna hold
just
you.
To let y'all know, you may not know who we are, but our know. Show is so disgusting that I feel like when I listen to your music, I'm like, wow, she knows who we are.
By the That's way, it. This is a 407-305. Yeah. So we from Orlando.
Okay.
Oh, so,
No,
you
but we don't want to
claim
you
not, bitch.
Fuck.
What? Ugh,
we that shit play? Is so embarrassing. We can't just come 407-305.
Yeah, because 305 is
Oh, here
fan.
We go.
I mean,
here we
damn,
go.
At least
here
I got that.
When I think about Orlando, I think about Disney.
When I think about Orlando, I think about Disney World and water parks and all of that.
First of all, we have like, what else we got going on? We got outlets.
I mean, well, if we going to get into the talk because we got the drug dealers and scammers. And,
oh, yeah,
and
I definitely do. It's the hood in
you know
Orlando.
I mean?
I know that place.
You know what I mean?
There is, bitch. That's how my pussy started talking at first. I was like, no, I don't own any
So we
Gucci.
Done said pussy talk. We done said 305. If y'all haven't guessed by now, because maybe you're not watching us, you're listening to us, we are joined today by the motherfucking City Girls.
Woo! Welcome, ladies.
So we got, can I say, I know Carisha, but are you Miami? Like, do I say Miami?
My name is Young Miami.
Okay, period. We got Young Miami.
Period.
And JT without the hashtag and free before it. So I'm, you
period.
Know what I mean?
Can I just tell y'all, no other guest has ever come in and made me feel poor. Like, y'all, this chain and the shoes, bitch, I'm just like, well,
oh, wow.
Okay.
I love it. So, again, we ain't gonna ask about who you suck and who you fucking maybe.
But we
wanna
just
say no name.
How you suck it.
And how you get that cash. so we're gonna start off with an icebreaker. So I did it just for y'all. This is a this or that, but pussy talk edition, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So from both of y'all, let's see if y'all could even do it at the same time so we see how different y'all are. Birkin bag or new car?
New car.
New car.
Okay, okay. $30,000 cash or a down payment on a new home?
Down payment on a new home.
I got a $30,000 cash.
Now why? Because that was one of like the debates on Twitter at one point. Like,
no, I actually got $30,000 cash. So it was just like,
oh, she said I got
didn't, it we didn't know each other like that at the time. So he probably was not thinking about a home.
You ain't know him like that.
No, we didn't know each other at the time like that.
And you got $30,000 in cash? Okay, see.
Yeah. Okay, wait. See, now we have to, because something is, maybe is going on with my pussy that this never happened to me. So, did he get it first, or he wanted it that bad that he gave you the 30 racks?
No, I got it first. I got it first.
You got the 30 bands first.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, damn. We gonna let y'all know how to motherfucking make this happen, because I ain't no sugaring happened without some sugar first.
No, you know, I've had purse and shoes, but bitch, it wasn't 30,000. I was grateful too. I was like, I'll take it.
I told you I got 30,000 for only fucking that African twice. So I fucked twice for 30,000, which isn't that bad. You know what I mean? But we can get off of that. Next one, an all expense paid trip to anywhere in the world or all expense paid cosmetic surgery for whatever you want.
I'm going to take the surgery.
I feel like the surgery might got
me
more
too.
Value.
I mean, the surgery could end up taking you anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Technically.
I want to come off the table looking like Instagram
filter.
The
surgery going to take you wherever you need to go.
Exactly. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Valid.
You know
Valid.
What? When I got my titties done, let me tell y'all.
Let me see.
My life really changed. Oh, you can't really tell in here, but they went from completely flat like your back to a full C. And I was like, wow, like, people are just, like, offering to take me to dinner and shit. Life is, like, really changing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, my ass didn't grow. I don't really have one. But after a few squats, I was like, okay, white boys ain't looking at me anymore. Now niggas looking too. Life changed.
Have y'all noticed any difference, of course, not only just with the upkeep? I know that's one of, like, the tips that I give women. If they want to attract money, they got to look like money. Mm-hmm. Is that something that y'all have noticed, like, changed? Like, because clearly y'all face beat.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What you mean, no? Broke niggas ain't thinking they can approach you, though, are they?
I mean, broke niggas look like rich niggas these days. Everybody look the same.
That's valid. A fair point.
That is valid.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean as far as clothes? Maybe they're renting cars?
Clothes, cars. Like, it's hard to separate them to
what,
me.
What? I did want to ask you one thing that I was interested in. What is, I feel like in my mind, I have what a broke nigga is. I feel like we all know. But for y'all, what is that? What's too little? What do you need? Like, what's the basic they could have for you? Do you feel like 9 to 5 is adequate? Do they have to have their own crib, their own car? Like, what's something that you need where you feel like that's enough?
Well, for me, a broke guy is just a guy with no hustle or no ambition.
I mean,
if you're trying to get somewhere, you're not technically broke.
Right.
But I do want a guy with their own car and crib, of course.
Me too. No roommates.
Hell no, no roommates. But shit, these niggas be together so much these days. They roommates.
They roommates.
They probably don't stay that they always together, so they damn near roommates. But I just feel like if you don't got no hustle, you don't got no drive, I don't want to fuck with you because it's a lot of niggas who just think getting fly, being on Instagram and getting bitches is life. Like, they don't.
They do.
Right. Instagram, but bitches do give that shit attention though. I mean, at the end,
they do.
They love you being at somebody's table. They love that shit.
But I think it's these young girls messing that up for everybody now. Like, someone who's been in the game long enough gonna know, like, to get more than just some bottles at the goddamn club.
What do you think is your best tip? Because everybody listens to your music, right? To me, you have very, like, whether you call yourselves feminist or not, I think music like that is sexually liberating. It's feminism at its finest. And for every age of girl that listens, for the young girls, what do you think there's something that they really need to know whereas older women wouldn't? Like, what's advice you would give for young girls that are, like, out there dating in the beginning? Because for me, when I was dating early on, I was attracted to watches, cars, and things like that. I felt like I didn't really know the difference, right? I'm looking on Instagram or music videos.
They could be fake now.
They could.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still attracted to that. So I must be young.
So you like the flashiness?
I like a guy that could be both. You know, I like a guy that in a date, and when he at work, he probably don't have to put that on. And then at night, I know my nigga go put his shit on. And it's just like, that's so sexy to me.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's sexy.
I do too. I like a little cold switcher. I'd be like, oh my God,
look
at you.
I like a guy that could switch it up.
Gold teeth with a 750 score.
You know what I mean? What about you, Young Miami? What you like? What you dating? What you talking to?
I like chill niggas. I like my niggas to be chill, but like flashy, but just not doing too much. Like, I just like my niggas laid back and just relax.
That's me.
Let me be the Instagram hoe.
I don't like hot heads.
And my advice for the young girls would be not to do it for Instagram, but to do it in real life. Because, you know, some people just be broke on Instagram and not have no money in real life, and that's not it. Like, you could do it for the gram, that's cool, but make sure you got it in real life, because it's really about real life at the end of the day.
And, you know, that's the thing with tricking, too. It's like, when men buy you things, do you have anything to put in that purse?
I was just about to say, you shouldn't be asking for a bag if you ain't got the cost of that bag in your account.
I agree.
Ask for everything?
If that nigga approach you with that Chanel bag, get your purse. Get your purse.
Okay,
would you
resell it? Are you a
reseller? Do whatever you're going to do with your purse when you get it. Because don't be trying to be all picky and be like, oh, I want a hot dog stand. You know, you can't run no motherfucking hot dog stand. Get your purse. But, like, get whatever he giving you right then and there. Because them niggas will change their mind really fast. So if he come to your house and he got a Chanel bag for you, take your Chanel bag. Don't be all, I want this and I want that. It's just like, take your Chanel bag, whatever you want to do with your Chanel bag.
Nah, you right.
I ain't gonna lie, I've had a lot of bags on consignment, bitch. When niggas was giving me back, because
yes,
I want to see it too, bro.
Whatever you want to do with a bag.
But niggas be wanting to see you in that shit, and I be like, oh, it didn't match this outfit.
Honestly, it's for safekeeping.
It does not matter. I just feel like if a guy's giving you something, you take it. Like, but if you're asking for something, maybe you can ask for a business, or you can ask for money and
but
all
see,
that. But
let
if
me
you
tell
just
y'all,
show up with your
that bag, LLC shit, I know for a fact that LLC is only $150, and y'all be like, buy me a business, bitch. Listen. What's the value here?
You're right.
Profit versus how much is your pussy worth? You know what I mean? Like, for the businesses, I think that really, like, the bags and the showy things, I feel like when I was fucking with scamming niggas, they love doing that shit for me, which I will allow you to do. Who am I to say no?
Damn, but that's my problem.
When you have someone that wants to invest in you, you got to know the right thing. Don't let it be. If they want to give you some money, bitch, figure out how to do that Amazon, Instagram, bikini business and get them fucking money. It's
so
a lot.
JT was just saying, ask for it regardless. We got another little icebreaker. Y'all, we're on Nice For What. We already know. So this is a nice way to say it. Real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga edition. Okay. So you were talking to a man who lives in another state. He is constantly saying how he wants to see you, but has not yet booked a flight. What is a nice way to tell him he will see you once he books that flight? As if you're not booking your own flight. Look, y'all are like, that's not happening. Do y'all know a nice way to tell a guy, well, I'll come see you if you book this flight for me first?
That's what I'm going to say.
Just like that.
If you want to see me book my flight, other than that, I'm not coming. Period.
And ladies, that's how you do it. It's literally that simple. They become literally asking. The next one. This is kind of something you said as well. Many women don't know how to ask a man for money, and many men hate feeling like a trick. What is a nice way to ask a man for money or to pay a bill?
My baby daddy told me that.
He told you what?
Oh, he don't like feeling like a trick. Like
a
he
lot
don't,
of men say
like,
that.
He really get offended like about that. Like, he don't like that. Like, he don't like to feel like he a trick. Like, he just tricking off. Like, he don't
right.
like that.
So how do you make a guy still pay for a bill but not feel like a trick?
Do we start crying? Do we start crying? Do we act like we're really hard up? Because I don't want to see him
Did he explain why? Did he explain why, what made him feel less of, because he felt like a trick? Especially if he's spending money, like, what makes a guy, you think, or what did he explain why he don't like feeling like a trick?
Like, bitch, I ain't finna just be like, providing your lifestyle and you just doing what the fuck you want to do. That's like, treat me like I'm a treat. Like, you just...
So, if he paying, that means you got to abide by his rules? Is that kind of...
No, not just that, but it's just like, you ain't finna... I ain't finna just be doing all this shit and you just getting the fuck on. That's like a treat.
This is why girlfriend experience with escorts is so important. People act like it's not that hard to fuck for money. When you have to really make someone feel like you're interested in them...
Yeah, that's what it is.
We've all done that shit.
It gotta be really a duck ass nigga to just get his money and go.
I just feel like you need to just text and be like, and when a nigga texts you and you just be playing like, I'm so aggravated.
Oh, well, I like that. But see,
nah, because all of my tricks, you gotta, what do you want? They make me ask. I've never had really the type of guys that will just offer.
So you be having tricks.
I mean, married niggas, but they be like,
That's a trick. If you marry and you, that's a trick.
I like to call them lovers, friends, long term. But yeah, like,
or tricks.
Or tricks. When I'm talking to my friend, they tricks. But yes, the same way that you just said, they don't like to feel like that. They like to feel like they're helping, but they want
to
know how.
Some men like to feel like tricks.
Them the ones we need to find. Those are the ones.
I think that's a little dick complex. Only because when you know your money has value, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you know right. that the money makes somebody that excited, it's probably because when you fuck me,
yeah, them be people with, like, low self-esteem. Like, I got to pay for a bitch to make me feel good.
Right.
I mean, the athletes, the rappers, because let's be honest.
Well.
let's be honest. They
tricks
be
are not just for kids, and neither is porn. I want to know how much y'all know about porn. We talk about the nastiest porn, but I want to see if y'all know the names of these. Okay, the first porn category is cuckolding. Do you know what a cuckold is?
I just put in what I want to watch.
What do you put in?
I ain't putting it out there.
Is it kinky? Is it like...
I like girl on girl porn. Like, that's the only thing that turned me on.
But you know what?
I cannot watch a man fuck a woman and it turn me on.
I honestly think that's every female in the world.
I can watch a man fuck a girl and it won't do nothing for me. If I watch two girls, I'd be like...
Lesbian porn is like the number two most watched porn. Women feel like other kind of porn is either like...
I mean, I'm cool with the gangbang. I like to see a whole bunch of dicks involved. So.
What is it? Do you feel like women are... like when you watch men with women, like they...
Because I feel like women know, like we know, like I feel like women know how to please each other.
So you like watching women have orgasms?
Mm-hmm.
Which straight porn doesn't have?
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, straight porn doesn't, and their weeds be messed up. I told you that's why I don't. Really
you
like
always watching. Say this.
The hair don't be right. What are we watching? I don't want to see your wig sliding back while you getting fucked, bro.
I just look at
with Timberlands on.
Okay, what type of porn y'all be watching? That sound like
be watching gangbanging porn.
Okay, yeah. I do. So it'd be a lot of wigs to look at. If one wig slipped, I'd be like, let me look at this other bitch. But also, like, I used to like porn, like, back in the day, like, Capri Styles, Havana Ginger.
I love
so,
Havana.
You know,
shout out Havana.
No one really had their lace fronts right back then. And so I just feel like I give it a pass. It's like nostalgic pussy wigs.
I don't know the names of these porn, so don't even ask me, because it was a Real Sex, HBO, Playboy.
Oh, my God. I used to hunch the edge of the bed for Real Sex.
Bliss, like the softcore porn that they played on TV?
Porn. But now, now I could watch porn on my phone, but y'all going to be start seeing. I don't know these people's names.
But what do you type in?
Whatever sex you were looking for.
Ebony ass.
Whatever mood I'm in. Like, I don't know.
Let's see if you know the rest of
words to see if y'all know.
So the next one is pegging. Do you know what pegging is?
No.
Okay. Let me tell you. Welcome to school. Cuckolding is basically when your man allows you to fuck someone else and they want to watch, but they can't touch, which I would want that. Like, I would want another chick fucking my dude and I watch. I feel like it's like torture, but it's sexy at the same time. That's cuckolding. Pegging, strap on for your life, because it's when a woman wears a strap on and fucks a dude.
Oh, hell no.
That's pegging.
Right.
What about spit roast? Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, that's when a dude... Two men have a girl in the middle, and they get to, like, it's kind of like...
Oh, y'all got some freaky, some crazy, wild shit. I ain't experienced, bitch. I don't want to see.
That's kind of like, even so, a little bit about horrible decisions. It's opening up the black community to all these kinks, because we like to call it WPS, which is white people shit. We believe a lot of it is white people shit, but black people do it too. So we've just been kind of having these conversations, you know, just regarding that. Before we do, of course, let y'all go, we have a whole segment that we refer to as the horrible decision. Mm-hmm. Before we get to that, though, we like to get sex tips from our guests. Mm-hmm. So from the both of you, we've also been in quarantine, so I feel like a lot of people really been fucking right now because we ain't had nowhere to go. Do y'all want to share a sex tip for our audience that y'all have in the bedroom, or how y'all get $30,000 and shit before doing anything? Is it in the eyes? Like,
no, I won't say like it was just like a tricking thing. It's just that when a nigga really want to fuck with you, sometimes they go hard to get you. Like, you know, we ain't never had fucked or did nothing. So when you seem like a prize to a guy, sometimes they just go above and beyond. You might meet that guy that just approach you like that. Like,
did you play hard to get, or how do you? No, like, I was just being me. Surprised?
Okay, say I that. Mean, but also look at her. Right. So I you feel like I mean? I don't She's want no like, false hope.
Being me, young Miami. What about you? Do you have a tip for either someone trying to land a trick or in the bedroom,
like a sex tip?
You look evil. Listen, how are you getting it in there? Any tips at all?
I can't give y'all my sex tips because then I'm telling you.
Then what?
Nothing.
All right, so we're going to get into our horrible decision. Our horrible decision is how to be a city girl. So what's your pussy talk? City on lock. It's out. I've been jamming. Hello. Talk to it.
Yeah, you a real city girl.
Listen, I ain't y'all even going to hold you. No, in real life.
I know. You a sneaky hoe. Call out. She a sneaky H-O-E.
Not a sneaky.
Like, oh, no. I'm a whore to the core. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not sneaky.
This is tight right here. See, they be thinking it's us with the wigs. It be the ones with the plaid.
Oh, you thought this was... No, this me, girl.
Yeah. The natural ones.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you, we have no bullshit. We're really happy to, like, that y'all did this interview because we've been coming out to y'all's song. We've been on two tours. Literally... We were like, should we stop playing City Girls? Like, cause
y'all are
they got new shit.
Our walkout song.
The second song. I mean,
we got a lot of people walk out hosting songs. They go to the City Girls.
Literally, and when we walk out, like, y'all turns people up. If I can show y'all, like, I'll send Amber a video. Everyone is singing along while we go out. She
it's almost like
don't work that way.
It's like the engineer in the back is doing this to the crowd, right? And it's like. Like this, it happens. But I mean, we went to a few cities. I think it was Houston for one, and we were like, "Oh, let's not do City Girls. Let's do like some Houston shit." And it did not hit the same, dog.
No, so we
I had to go back.
Put it on, please. So we love y'all. We also know we talked about it a little bit before. Y'all have a song called "Broke Niggas." I love it. And it's "Broke Niggas Don't Deserve No Pussy."
They don't.
Ironically, we just talked about how broke niggas actually have the best dick, though.
They do.
So how does a broke nigga even get close to y'all to where y'all know his dick is good if he's broke? If broke niggas don't deserve no pussy.
Now, I'm speaking from past experience.
Yes. Okay. Oh, she said not no more.
But these days, you know, a lot of y'all girls is about to get tricked. And boy, these boys about to have on all these homeboy jewelry, the little jewelry they done just got on their little come up.
But
they little Cubans, and y'all about to get that broke dick because they just
the broke dick do be good.
And they just came up on their little cash, so they still broke at the core,
so,
you know.
So how about
they balling off the PPP loans, y'all?
Yeah, they balling right now. So therefore, you about to get that broke dick, and you probably
but y'all have money, right? And like, I feel like when I was like broke as shit, I was fucking with broke niggas, like, this ain't worth it. But now that you're good. Think back to that big ass broke ass dick. Do you feel like he could touch your pussy now? Like, you wouldn't just fuck him just cause?
Cause you know what's good.
I mean, the broke dick I had is just a giant big old, like, I would Uber him to me right now, honestly.
Oh my God.
Miami just laughed. As soon as you said you Uber and dick.
You know how ashamed I am to admit this shit? Let me tell you, he fucked the shit out of me so good the other day. I was thinking, like, I don't really need him to buy me anything, right? Like, I could eat before I get to him.
That's that good dick.
That's that devil dick.
That's that
dick. It's okay, baby.
Yeah. No. That ain't city girl shit.
Look, I'm sorry.
What is it?
It's some Orlando city girl shit. Look, that's what she said. We're from Miami. You're from Orlando. We can
I'm
tell
sorry. This is very 407 activity shit.
So another question. Y'all have another song called Flute Out. Mm. And that's all I say now. I don't even know what flown is. Flute is... Okay. Look, I, What?
It just feels right.
I'm saying I don't know what flown is. Me neither. That's what
we know. We know, which is why you just created a whole new word for the vocabulary out here, which I love it. So flued out, again, we're going to go with the tips. What is one tip that you have for a girl that's getting flued out? And I'll say mine is never go out on a one-way flight.
Exactly. That's the most important tip. Like, make sure you got a round trip.
The round trip. That's
it is, right? Too. Now, here's my question.
And have a couple, and have some money in your purse. Just in case shit go left.
Just in case. Yeah.
Just like make that. Sure you got you some money in your purse.
How do y'all feel about girls flying out for dudes they haven't met yet? Like Instagram dudes, something like that.
I mean, if they got a blue check, technically I know who they are. Right. But what about the non-blue check?
You could buy one.
Oh, you can buy a blue check.
And there'd be some bum-ass dudes with blue checks, bro. They'd be broke.
I think, I don't want to sound crazy. I don't want to just put that out there. I kind of think that's kind of the way of life right now.
Valid. That's how we dating now.
That's how people are dating, kind of. Sort of, and like you said, if they got a blue check, you someone know who they is, and you're
you
not
even
gonna
know their salary in real life.
You're not gonna be
bitch. I be looking. Sorry, I be looking at that.
You
shit.
Be replying. You're not gonna reply to a total stranger. Yeah. I don't think. Like, I don't think no guy looks that motherfucking good till you reply to somebody who you just don't know.
Yeah,
or you just gotta be.
Careful. I would at least give the advice of FaceTime a little bit first, because I feel like you got a vibe, and I think sometimes dude just be like, you know, come through, do this, da-da, and you don't talk to him. It's like, if I'm a fly and put this pussy on a fucking flight and flew it, I need to know it. What you be talking about?
You right.
Because people be funny and stuff via like DM, and then you meet him in person, and you're like, this motherfucker is so whack.
I mean, but if they cut the check.
You're trying to say like you don't FaceTime them at all.
I know. I think you should. Like, because if you get there and then you stuck and you just like, bitch, I'm going to leave.
But shit, they could be lit on FaceTime. You get there, it's just y'all energy off and the vibe off.
It could be. Or they could be short.
Honestly, with any day. With any day. Also, so JT, this question, actually, I want to shout out my friend. It comes from her because we had this conversation last night and then you got brought up into the conversation. Oh. I know. It's a weird one. So, you know, binge watched Orange is the New Black. And, you know, all the different people play their role. I want to know what type of bitch you was in jail. Was bitches, like, scared of you? Was you, like...
I know everybody who's watching this right motherfucking now. Were they like, you, that bitch did not play that shit. Like, I did not play in jail. Like, I was... It took me, like, 6 months to, like, actually break the ice to be able to be, like, a prisoner. Like, it took me 6 months. And when I got the ropes up, it, bitch, I was in there, like... I went to the hole 2 times. I
was just, like... Were they trying you?
No, I used to get into it with officers because I used to think who you talking to, and then I had gotten into some other shit. But no, like, it was like college in there, honestly. So you see how Orange is the New Black look?
Yes, I know. That's like, why I was like, ooh.
But I'm also curious, like, how much were people on your dick? Because I mean.
No, they wasn't. I only had like 5 friends, and then I still talk to them because nobody liked me for whatever reason. No, I had a close friend in there, and she used to brag on me so much that everybody hated me.
Oh yeah, they was jealous, and she was holding down.
And it'd be like
the number one person, but
yeah. So it was so crazy because she'll be outside, and she'll be like, "Oh, JT, the baddest bitch in here, and she the richest bitch in here." And I go outside, and nobody ain't like me. And
I'm like, "Shut up!"
And I was like, "Bitch, shut up! That's why nobody don't like me." And then I used to just have to defend myself, and they used to like that bitch, you know, because some of them used to be in there for a long time. They'd be like, "That bitch ain't really no celebrities in it."
But it's crazy later, how, like...
They used to bring me their kids' picture, be like, can you sign it for me?
I didn't even know what your face looked like before I knew your name, because everybody, free JT.
Oh, yeah, you was on T-shirts.
Real bitches, but
without even the face first. Everybody. It was really just the hashtag. So, yeah. And, of course, Young Miami, you held it down while she was gone. You was out there rapping for... We a duo, but it's me, and you was
bro, if I had to do a podcast by myself on stage, I would die. I'd be like, she's coming out, don't worry. Cool. I want to know, though, when you were in there, like, how long?
15 months.
Did you have to masturbate? And if you did, like, how did it go? Did you have to go under the cover all the way?
God, you guys so weird. Like,
we weird.
But like,
no, it's like, I think people do that in the real world too. Cause we used to have like these showers, like, you know, the showers, you can take like the head off the shower.
You did not take the gel shower head and put it on your pussy.
No, you can't pull it down. Though. It's like a faucet. Like, okay. It's all the way down. Okay. But everybody in there used to do that.
And what did what? Just stood there with
you
the...
You cannot sit down.
Oh,
can you be by yourself?
So yeah, you know, being in a shower with people in there for real, it's not like that.
Girl, I see TV.
You know what I mean? She really only did a weekend because she had a DUI or something like her.
No, I mean, certain dorms was like that, but I was like in a good dorm. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was in one of them little special dorms until my last couple of months.
What's the special one? Rich people dorm?
No, not the rich people dorm, like the good people. Like, people don't get in trouble and shit. Oh, and I started getting in trouble until like my last couple of months, and I went to the hood.
Oh, shit.
No, it was good. I ain't gonna lie.
Put me in the refined prison, bitch.
So, So I guess before we let y'all go, because we know y'all are doing y'all's little press run, y'all busy, y'all been talking all week. I done seen you, I've been watching you. I guess what can we expect from you as far as either the next single, what y'all want the ladies to know, what that pussy talk? I don't know. Can y'all like, what does your pussy talk? You said all them languages. Do y'all speak another language?
English, Spanish, French,
Ebonics,
Opalaka.
What's the French word y'all know? When you say this pussy talk French, I'm like, bitch, wee-wee.
Wee-wee, that's it. That's the only thing I know. So what can we expect from you? Next single, another video, by the way, love Doja Cat. If you guys do a remix then of Pussy Talk, who else would y'all like to see on there? Because I got some ideas, but y'all go.
Tell me your idea.
I mean, only because, is she pretty? And I just be looking at her because she pretty. Actually, no, I'll listen to it on mute. I'll listen to it on mute if she get on. I ain't even going to talk about her. No, Mulatto. I really like Mulatto. I ain't going to say the one I would listen to on mute. But Mulatto. I really like what she's doing right now. She got her little flavor. I would like a little team up of women on Pussy Talk. Although y'all did do Doja and I love Doja. Okay. Anyone else that y'all would like to see on or work with that y'all haven't worked with yet? Y'all working with Drake. I don't know who else y'all need to work with, but
I know for real. Beyonce, could she do some pussy talk?
Beyonce could do some pussy talk.
Cause I know Beyonce be in the fucking house dancing to y'all shit.
Who wouldn't want to work with Beyonce? Like, that's a crazy question.
I mean, but are you just saying that because you don't want to be attacked by the Hive?
No. I love Beyonce. Okay. I'm a Destiny Childs fan.
Same.
So let me tell you something. I know everything. I watched Beyonce documentaries, Destiny Childs documentaries.
We also learned how to be with her luggage, girl. We saw it.
I literally watched Destiny Childs to learn how to be a group. Like, what they used to do, how they used to do their interviews, everything. So I'm a big Beyonce fan. I'm a big Michelle fan. I'm a big Kelly fan.
Would y'all be opposed to a dude on it? I feel like the baby could be like great.
Oh, a dude on it, that would be nice,
right?
Dudes don't pussy talk.
They got a dick talk.
They gotta answer y'all back. Gotta get Santana on and do a bussy talk. It's a Miami thing. No, okay, all right.
Oh wait, I do have one more question.
It's more so come outside.
Oh, okay.
Actually, that would be really good. So my last question on Nice for What, I've had full-on bets for money with this.
Oh yeah,
in this song you say, I got a son.
That's in my feelings.
In my feelings. I got a son and something, and that nigga, what did you say? Who said it? Do you know what I'm talking about? I got a new boy and that nigga Trey.
That's not us.
Oh, see? It says City Girls on Lyric Genius.
Look, she looked up like three different lyrics because she's like, it says trade. And I don't think they were saying trade. I'm just going to say.
I still don't know who it is or what it is, but every lyric website has City Girls under the line. I'm like, but
It's a little sample.
Yeah.
Well, I love that y'all joined us today. This is horrible decisions, and we were definitely a little more horrible than y'all, spelt with W-H-O-R-E.
I don't think so. I didn't take a faucet or a shower head off.
I ain't gonna lie. You might have us beat, JT.
Maybe you need to get flats.
That's not how shit, though. That's not.
Bitch, I'm a calm and silent hoe. You a silent hoe.
No, I'm saying if I meet her and see her, I won't think hoe.
Oh, but me, you think hoe?
Thank you.
I think you fuck older men, married men. You look like you fuck married men.
Damn!
Like, I'm just being honest.
Is it because I said that earlier?
No. You look like the type of person that fuck married men.
Well, God.
Oh, my God.
You read me, bitch.
Hey, listen. Like she's married.
Oh, my God.
Whole time she the hoe.
Whole
I guess
time.
It's weird, whole right? Time.
Innocent hoe, if you will.
Well, JT, Young Miami, thank y'all. If y'all haven't yet, make sure y'all get City on Lock. Pussy Talk is out now featuring Doja Cat. I know y'all tried to cancel her, but she fine as fuck. The video is fire. Y'all catch
it. Shout out to Doja Cat.
Yeah,
shout out to Doja Cat. Nah, I really love her. I ain't even gonna hold you. I ain't cancel her like the rest of the people did. But Pussy Talk out now, City on Lock. Check that. And I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure y'all follow City Girls everywhere. JT is also very active on Twitter and be talking her motherfucking shit.
I love Twitter. Twitter been my favorite site. Twitter got me in trouble. I still ain't delete my Twitter. I they be still finding old tweets. I be like, this my Twitter since 2011. I'm not getting rid of my shit. I love Twitter. So, no.
Young Miami, JT, thank y'all so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
We back, ho. We back. But before we get to this week's ho mail, we gonna sit here and go ahead and put some coins in our pockets. Bitch.
And you know what? We gonna dip our hand into. I'm sorry. I always try.
You tried. It was cute.
Should we start it over? Fuck it.
Nope. Go ahead.
Dipsy is today's sponsor, y'all. Do you need a break from your inbox or exhausting amount of social media? Bitch, if you don't, take one. Because this app is the shit. You could get a little me time, recharge, use Dipsy because it's going to help you focus on something way more pleasurable than whatever it is on your fucking to-do list. It's an audio app and it has short, sexy stories and guided sessions that are designed to turn you on. Let me say that one more time. If you've ever done guided meditation where it's like, close your eyes.
I haven't.
Breathe.
Nope.
This one's going to be like, put the fingers in your pussy. I don't know. I can't tell you that for sure, but they're relatable stories, immersive. You're going to feel like you're right there. And there's something for everyone, whatever you're into. It's new content every single week. Find out about spontaneous hookups with a stranger, trying a new toy, getting tied up. Yes, it's about my life. And you're going to get, from us, horrible decisions, a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/horrible. 30-day free trial, dipsystories.com/horrible. It's going to be 30 free days. If you can't get turned on in a fucking month, bitch, you need more help than us.
Facts. Facts. This week's episode is also brought to you by Blue Chew. We done said it time and time again. If you need some help in that bedroom, Blue Chew is here to help you. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with Blue Chew. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. They're made in the U.S., and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy.
And better than the gas station shit.
They better than that gas station shit. But not only that, when you actually go to BlueChew.com, they will ask you certain things to let you know if it's even, you know, something that will work with you, depending on your health and how you respond to those questions.
Because, like, if your dick is always a gummy, maybe not. But I'm just playing.
You know what I mean? I mean, possibly.
But, like, seriously,
but also,
though.
Maybe if you have a rod in your dick, it might not be good to be but it's, hard this long with a rod in your dick.
You know, it makes your dick hard and, like, it can last you for longer rounds. That's the other great thing about Blue Chew.
I mean, I told y'all, my nigga thought it was tequila, but he popped a Blue Chew when we went to the sex club.
Oh, so he died.
No, not this nigga. I'm talking about the nigga from last year.
So we
not
found out, yo, now. It ain't the beet juice.
No, not the beet juice. I'm talking about the one from last year on the wildest, craziest, sexy, whatever night I had, and I shared that I went 10 rounds in one time. Anyways, guys, right now we got a special deal just for y'all listening. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code HORRIBLE. If you're listening to the show and you don't know how to motherfucking spell horrible yet, yo bad. Anyways, I'm going to spell it for you anyway. It's WHOREIBLE. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew, BlueChew.com, promo code HORRIBLE. Try it for free. BlueChew is better, cheaper. And
if you can't spell whore, literally just type in Mandy.
No, that's not what's going to come. Anyways, we're now going to get into wrapping up this show. So we just had City Girls.
Y'all, I'm so glad that she talked about jail.
Bitch, I was going to bring up jail.
Well, let me tell you.
I dealt with Felon Bay and I was going to bring up Felon Bay. But then I was like, we're not really bringing up niggas right
because
now.
Because someone else, the interview, it said jail was like something that we shouldn't talk about. And I was like, well, we didn't get that note. And I'm telling Mandy.
That was not in our note. So, bitch, I was like, she was I done watched enough of jail where I was like, JT, what type of bitch was you in jail?
When
so
you said quick, I was watching a show, I was like, she's going to say Love After Lockup.
No, bitch. Oh, but I watch like Locked Up Abroad. I watch, what is it? Lock Up Straight. Whatever, where they had a little kids and they be scaring the little kids and juvie and shit. Anyway.
I'm glad she talked about masturbation because I hate that people would think for 15 months, like, I'm not fucking
every day.
Get it in?
Every day.
Bitch, every time.
Every motherfucking
day. How many
day.
Showers can you take? All of them.
Again, shout out to the motherfucking City Girls because our pussy talk, clearly not enough. I don't know, 30,000, I had to give it up twice to get 30,000.
But when I think about it, the apartment I have the first year in New York technically was 60. So maybe, but it wasn't cash.
But you gave up pussy. She said she got 30,000 with no pussy given
up. I gave it up gladly. I
was about to say, I gave that pussy
up. And whenever people was like, how could you fuck him? Have you seen my floor to ceiling windows?
You. See, my nigga only wanted missionary. So I was like, missionary for the 30 bands? Give it here. Anyways, do you have a whole mail pulled up?
I do.
Okay, awesome.
So it's from a Caucasian. Welcome to the show.
Here we go.
She said, I'm one of the 13 white people. I don't know who the fuck you are, bitch, but we have 26.
27.
White. Thank you.
27.
White listeners.
Shout out to Shanna Bama, 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 Shan Shan something.
There's some other white. Shannon is the only one I can think about.
You know what I mean? She's the only white girl.
She's going to be listening and be like, oh my fucking God, dude. Those fucking black girls, yeah. They talk. Shanna Bama, Bama. Half.
Shanna Bama, shout out to you and all of our other 26 white listeners. What's up? What we got today from the white folks?
So she says, I love the show and I need some advice regarding giving head and making a guy fall for you and not thinking you're a nasty hoe. I've been sucking dick for a while now and I know I'm very good at it. Yes, I'm one of those bitches like Weezy who's been sucking dick since high school.
I called you out. Doesn't sound like much of a wife to me now.
First of all,
JT really said I look like the type of bitch to fuck me. All right, let's go. Keep going. Damn.
Good for you. Who's been sucking dick since high school but waited to lose my virginity until college because I knew I was going to be a hoe. Bitch, hold on. What made you like me now?
Go ahead. Keep going.
I wasn't out.
Okay. You're a hoe. Just keep going.
My question is, if I'm trying to date this guy or make him fall for me, the first time I give him head, do I go all out with it, risk him thinking I'm a hoe, or give him a decent one, it's good but not amazing, and leave him wanting more? Please give me your thoughts. Love y'all, T. Ooh. Very good question.
Oh, I ain't going to hold you. So I don't lick the balls or the ass on the first try, but I do go extra hard at the shaft. When I'm sucking dick for the first time, I want a nigga to know I can suck some dick.
I want him to know, but I'm going to be honest. I just don't like to do grade A dick sucking in the beginning.
Why? Like,
because I get real, like, gaggy and, like,
but see, if a nigga doesn't, like, if a guy doesn't give me grade A dick on the first try, chances are I won't go back. So, to me, I'm going to give you grade A head. So, you be like, damn, that bitch could suck some dick. And now, all you can think about is me sucking that
dick. See, I'm too nasty when I suck. If grade A in my head is, like, when, like, there's spit all over my face and I'm, like, playing with the fucking spit like a goddamn yo-yo, bitch. So, no, I'm not going to just be like, oh, my God, my third date was so much fun. I loved this salmon avocado roll. Let me, no.
No one said to throw up on dick, bro.
No, that's my gagging sound.
But you're taking it to the extreme.
If he hits the dangly thing in the back of my throat.
Here we go.
Then, yes, I will, that's the sound I make.
Okay.
But to answer your question, team. I will say I have heard men say when they suck dick crazy good in the first date, niggas is like, damn, well, da-da-da-da-da. However, I have to be honest. Like, I think that there's not much we could do to, like
if not a dude make think, a guy think you're a hoe. He's going to think you're a hoe.
If I suck your dick too good, then I'm a hoe.
Apparently,
if
I wear a tight skirt, like a silent hoe. I look like the
you
type
are
of
really
hoe
upset about it. I'm a braille.
I'm just like, but do I didn't know I gave off the look like, damn, you can't bring me around your husband type shit because I look like the type to fuck husbands. Damn. Well, whatever I do, but I didn't know I had a look like that. You know what I mean? Okay, so you said if a guy thinks you're a hoe, there's nothing you could do.
I really believe that. Like, if you suck his dick bomb and y'all have bomb sex in the beginning and he thinks you're a hoe for it, like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like there's nothing you could do. And then if it's trash, why would he fuck you again? I think, like, if you have any extra shit you do, maybe talking during sucking dick, like, maybe try to chill. But the one thing I know that I would do, at least if I was you and I do myself, I start very slowly in the beginning. Like, I do, like, lollipop licks and shit. Because
you be liking to make it feel like you in love with the nigga. I go straight to
it. I do.
I spit on it first and just go at it. I ain't making love to no dickhead.
Are you telling me you just, like, immediately be in? You don't at least slow down?
I make it jump and then I go. No, I don't go slow,
from
bitch.
Jump?
Because I'm going to show you I could suck some dick.
Yeah, but you have to. I. This is what I'm saying.
Oh, God. See, if here we go. Made Weezy
it,
being
if
emo
we made
while
it
fucking
a mountain
dick.
That you had to climb, right? And at the top of the mountain was gagging on a dick slurping crazy. I feel like you need to take your time up the mountain.
But see, we done talked about this. I don't like gagging.
So maybe you don't gag.
Yeah,
I'm just a
gagger. I don't
like
gagging. I don't think
I can barely brush my teeth without gagging.
I mean, I did that this morning. I was like, come on, bitch. I was looking at myself like, bitch, you don't know how to brush your tongue? Bitch. I thought, I was like, I told my
Have you brushed your teeth different since you've been wearing a mask?
Like,
no. Do you feel like, the New York Post says that more people are brushing their teeth and have better hygiene because they smell their own breath.
Oh, I mean, but I've always, like, brushed my teeth often. It's just niggas knowing they got stink breath now.
Mine's not about, like, the smell of my breath, but 100%, I never knew how hot breath was.
Oh, breath be hot as fuck,
bitch.
Fun,
when
bitch.
I work out with the mask on, I'd be like... I come out of there like,
bitch, oof. On these flights, you got to keep a goddamn mask on. I be trying to sleep, but it's like I'm sleeping in the heat, even though the AC is on top of me. It don't make sense.
Hot ass mouth,
hot
asshole.
Hot ass breath, bitch.
Hot ass husband ass mouth.
Don't do that.
Yo,
oh, that was funny.
Years
that
from
was so
now.
Funny.
No, I'm thinking about
oh
her.
Oh my God.
Years from now, I'm going to be like, you know what JT said? You got the look, bitch. She's got it. She has it.
Don't do that.
So, to answer your question, me and Mandy both gave different pieces of advice. I don't know. I think if you're going to go hard, just don't start that way the first time, at least. Like, if you know you're going to end that way. But I will tell you this. figuring out how he eats your pussy first, that much effort would also then let me know how I want to suck your dick. Because if you eat my pussy and it's a very subpar job, who am I?
Who? Who are you?
To be using my skills.
Valid.
They don't call it a job for nothing. And I don't feel like going to work if you don't.
So we didn't give you guys a vanilla shit this episode. So we're going to give you two whole mails. This one, bitch, I have put in a goddamn outline for the last 3 weeks and we have not gotten to it. So, bitch, we gonna finally get it done.
It must be long.
No, it's not. It's not long at all.
Oh.
It says maybe a threesome. Hey, ladies, I am stressed, so I decided to be honest with the two people I'm dating and tell them about each other. Rima is a woman I have been seeing on and off for about 2 years, and Steve is the dude I've been dating for about a month. I've always wanted to have a threesome with Rima, but I never could find a man that I felt was worthy enough and that I trusted enough to do it with. I'm like Wheezy. I have to have a connection first to even get in the mood for sex. So when I met Steve, I was like, he's a perfect big dick. He caters to my needs and he stays hard even after he comes. Ooh, like my nigga.
Damn.
Also, I felt like this experience would finally give me the orgasm I've never had because two people that care about me would be catering to me. Sounds perfect, right? Well, no. Once I told them, I started feeling some type of way because both of them felt too eager to meet one another. Rima even asked me to send Steve some of her nudes and said, I haven't sucked dick in a long time. I might steal him from you. Her slick comments are now pissing me off, and now I don't know if I want to do it anymore. I really like Steve, and I don't want to lose him if we don't end up doing the threesome, and I don't want to have to fight with Rima over him. It's weird because it was my idea, and now I'm conflicted. Help.
You go.
Why? Why are you rolling your eyes?
How
are
you going to compare yourself to me and then say you're worried?
Because she's in her feelings.
And then say you're worried about losing somebody over a threesome. Bitch, I would never. And I'm not, like, trying to make you feel bad, but, like, how dare you? Don't, like, threesomes are not at all something that you should be thinking in your head has to happen for that other person to keep you. That is
agreed.
Absolutely
insane.
Well, I
think she wants to do it.
Yeah, but that's something she said. You just read it.
She has these two people. She wants to do it, but now she feels like both of them are eager to meet each other. And I think the fact that she said she's excited to feel that both of them are catering to her, now that they're excited about each other.
But you hyped it up, bro. Like, you can't just... Yo, imagine we were like, wait till y'all see who the guest gonna be. Wait till y'all see who the guest gonna be. And then it's like, wow, y'all want the city girls that fucking bad? Fuck them. They ain't coming. Like,
no,
what?
Facts.
It's just, I don't know. I think that that's super childish. And I think the biggest thing with a threesome is being mature. And one of those things is being able to handle the jealousy that you might have. All of this these things that you're thinking is speculation,
yeah.
Right? You have no idea. And honestly, I'm not going to be scared over a potential problem. I'm going to be scared if the problem arises, not if it's potentially going to happen. You care about both of these people. You want to fuck them together. It could be amazing. And if it's not amazing, bitch, it's your fault you introduced them. However, I would at least take the chance instead of holding it out because it's just going to stress you out more. You got to let it happen.
I agree.
And both of them,
I mean,
like,
to me, if you're doing the threesome and have the threesome like set up, you should want the other two parties to really be interested in each other. I know that was a thing for me. My homegirl brought me on into a threesome with her and her partner, her and her baby daddy. And he saw our messages because she set it all up. And he at one point was like, she seemed like she want to fuck you more than me. So I'll be honest, like, that's been a response as me coming in as a third. The man felt like I wanted to fuck the girl more than him. And so he felt unwanted. So you got to think about it. She's thinking two people are going to cater to her, and now they're both more interested in each other. I get where she's, you know, feeling a bit of insecurity. But I think that when you go into threesomes, when you go into adding other people into the bedroom, that insecurity, you got to check yourself at the door. Like, this isn't, you know, this is about you experiencing it. And if you're feeling like you insecure, don't do it. It ain't even worth it.
I think the problem too with being insecure in the middle of a threesome is like, I actually think this insecurity happened because she has feelings for both of them.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
emo hoes. Can't stand y'all.
I mean, it's true, though. Like, I would have wanted something like this for myself, but, like thinking about it now, everybody that listens to this show, if you've listened before, you know, Scissor is my ex-girlfriend. Any woman in the world, there's no other girl that like even compares in my head. Sometimes when I like think about fucking other girls, like she jumps back into my head. Like I feel like she is like the pinnacle of bitches for me, maybe because of my feelings for her, whatever. And I do have compared her in other threesomes I've had, but I would never think to bring her in a threesome with someone I was crazy deeply in love with. Because I know it would fuck up. And I think right. the safe part about Beard Bay is when we had a threesome with him, I was so deep in it with her that it was fine.
I think that maybe she's not as deep with both of them as she thinks. And the fact that she feels like she may lose one of them to each other is what's in her mind.
That's also a very silly like thing to think to me. I feel like the unrealisticness of that happening, like them just being like, fuck this bitch that we both been fucking and that's dope. Like, we're just going to keep fucking around. No. Honestly, your best bet is to be very honest. I would say more so with this, if her name's Rena, I don't know what you said. I think women can understand that insecurity a little bit more, whereas yep. men will be like, well, you wanted to have it. Now it's going to be a problem.
Right.
I think you should be totally honest with at least one of them so that they know how you feel and can kind of keep that in check. Because if one of them doesn't know you're feeling a little insecure, then they may not even realize when they're eating the fuck out of each other that they're right. like, oh, is she here?
Right.
But threesomes right. aren't as scary as you.
I'm sick of
these
threesome questions. That's why I was like, let me get this shit out the motherfucking way. We're not going to keep doing it.
They're not as scary as you think they're going to be.
And they're not as fun as you think they're going to be. So,
that's both.
Bitch, shit.
Threesome. Well,
I'm missing out on much.
You know, I do love a threesome, but more so because, like, for me, the threesome is like, oh my God, I get to have both in the same place, same time. But, I mean, no, as far as like not being fun, they're just a lot more work than you think.
Right.
And you don't get fucked as much as you think. And the dude is thinking about fucking both bitches fairly and equally. And everybody's worried about making sure the other one is good. And it's like a lot. So when you. Hopefully y'all keep fucking and it turns into some dope ass throuple shit.
Yeah, that would be dope. We are about to get up out of here, guys. I hope y'all enjoyed this week's episode. We got two more coming up that is fucking lit. I'm excited for y'all to hear the content we're dropping in the next couple weeks. Also, I want to give a shout out to Amber and Brittany for setting this up with the City Girls. They are listeners, so shout out to Brittany. Thank you for supporting us and all that you do, and Amber for setting this up as well. Also, for those of you who want more content and most shit, we drop 3 bonus episodes every month. What are we? Do you know what we're doing the town hall on this month yet?
I believe we're going to be doing it on Monday, August 31st.
Yes.
So if you're not a patron and you miss our live shows and you want to talk to us and you want to look us in the face and tell us like how much.
I mean, in the face over Zoom, but I'll be close to the camera.
Bitch, this is our reality. Is fucking selling pussy and doing webcam sex on Zoom.
I mean, I'm just
let
saying.
Me sell them the dream.
Okay, sell
now,
it.
Now
sell
you're
it.
Telling me you about sell to be like, dream. Oh, it's not that good, but we about to tell them to pay $5 a month. Listen, don't listen to Mandy right
I'm
now.
I'm gonna even clean my screen for you so I ain't blurry and use my ring light.
I ain't got a ring light, bitch. Now you trying to fucking get?
I got a ring light, bitch.
Well, I have,
and I got the little. I could change it and have little orange, like warm tones on me. It's lit.
Fuck you.
Okay, go ahead. Tell them what
I'm going to give y'all my regular Zoom. And you know what? I'm going to bring you honesty and spirituality and all the emo ho shit that you want.
Nah, but again, become a patron. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions. Thank y'all for watching us on YouTube as well. If y'all didn't know, because maybe y'all don't follow us on social media, we are on YouTube. Horrible Decisions. Search us on YouTube.
That's right. My feet are out.
It's there.
No shoes.
Her feet are out. If she won't make OnlyFans,
niggas
now, she's
would pay for this.
For free
the photographer
YouTube.
Just got on the floor like he was about to get my feet.
Look, here you go. And that's why you really pointing them now. She pointing her
and
toes.
And I was like,
for the
stop. I don't really. I'm like not trying to make
okay.
money on that.
All right,
you know what I mean?
Guys. Patreon.com/horrible decisions. We're leaving you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. Shout out City Girls. Shout out JT. Shout out Young Miami. Thank them for coming through. And
ladies,
we motherfucking is out.
Bye.
Peace.
I'm to the point where I don't even know if I want to change my sheets yet or not. Because I'm like, I know you're going to fuck them bitches
ew.
Up tonight. Anyway, let's get into our vanilla shit. The vanilla shit for this week comes from New York Daily News. It says that the city of Somerville, Massachusetts, I think that's where you are. Somerville isn't far from Boston. I think that's actually where we had our live show.
Somerville
mistaken.
Armory and a church, yeah.
It became what is believed to be the first U.S. city to recognize polyamorous relationships last Thursday. After a new domestic partnership ordinance was passed by the city council, the ordinance was brought before the council as a result of the coronavirus pandemic as a way to help those who are not married to their partners still visit their loved ones if they get sick and end up in the hospital. Folks live in polyamorous relationships and have for probably forever. Right now, our laws deny their existence, and that doesn't strike me as the right way to write laws at any level. Hopefully, this gives folks a legal foundation from which to have discussion. Maybe others will follow our lead.
This is going to be a hot mess, and I'll tell you why.
Why? I love it.
I love it, too. I'm happy for it, but let's just talk about, like, the what ifs, because I love it.
The side chicks, here you go.
So, bitch, I'm going to tell you right now, a nigga think he break up with me, and I'm a crazy bitch, I'm about to roll up in the hospital like, yeah, His name is Jason Williams. His birthday is January 31st, 1981.
I'm sure he got to put you on the list, bro.
What if the nigga in a coma?
You got to be put on the list. Oh, my God. So he ain't even going to see you, bitch.
And I'm going to be right there like, look at the pictures of us. You think I'd be up here lying? What, am I crazy? And then once I get in there, I'm going to be like, nigga, you thought I wasn't going to pull the plug?
What is wrong with you?
Honestly, I've been writing a lot for work. And so now I just have to like start creating shit. And so, yeah, that's probably where the crazy came from.
Well, you can use that new law as, you know, something
side chick bait
that you write about.
Speaking of side chicks.
Oh, go ahead.
With a polyamorous relationship. I recently had a friend of mine who entered in a poly relationship, and she kept talking about how she can't help but feel like a side chick. And I was like, well, why do you get that feeling when you and his girlfriend are in love with each other? And she's like, because there's a lot of secondary partner, or not secondary, but she's, I guess she came after, much like the episode that we heard. She was like, there's a lot of energy that other people give me that they don't, but I can't help but feel like. She's like, their friends treat me like,
of course.
Oh, well, you don't know that part. Or
you're an add-on, or like, ugh, I mean, I think so bad. But that's even in monogamous relationships. I think that outside forces like friends and family can make you feel like
you're inadequate.
Your relationship isn't what you think it is, or that there could be someone else. Like, I know, like, shit, even if you're just dating someone early on, and maybe he was bringing other girls around before y'all got serious, now maybe the family members will treat you like you're one of many, even though they don't know that you guys have now taken the step to be something more. You know what I mean? Like, I just know that family and friends definitely have more weight in a lot of relationships than I think they should.
I think that the other thing, too, is they have more weight, but it's all about how much emphasis someone puts on their family, right? Like, if your mom didn't like a guy, would you still be with him? Probably
hell
me too.
Yeah.
Right. So, but there's some people that don't, like, I'm not going to front this weekend. The reason I'm going to Atlanta is because, Corona aside, Old Bay's nephew is still going to college and he wants us to come down and help him move. And all that means is buy my furniture and shit, but fine.
Right.
So his mother lives down there. And I've never met her. And I'm so interested in seeing how this dynamic will work, because they're religious and he's not at all.
And you're a hoe.
No, I mean, factual. But also, like, me and him both live a different life. We live the same type of life. So, like, it's funny when people meet us, or like meet me, they say like, oh, you guys are just alike. I see why you're together. I'm hoping that his mom understands that, because I feel like I'm not the person to be phony. And I haven't met someone's mom in a while. I know all of his other family because they all travel. So we always meet them in New York or Mexico or whatever. But now I'm just like, huh, what if his mom didn't like me? Because this is a very late in the game place to meet someone's mom, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
We've been so deep in our relationship, but it's just that the way the world worked, it never got to happen. She don't live here in New York, whatever. What if this bitch don't like me? Then what? Not that I'm scared.
Have you talked to him about that? Like, what his reaction has been, or what her interaction or reaction has been to his previous girlfriends? Like, has he warned you to expect something?
Well, I've met, like, his aunts and all of his other family members, and he'll tell me that they haven't liked other girlfriends for other reasons, because they felt like they weren't partners that would mesh with his life. And as far as his mom goes, no, his mom is like this secret person. Like, I've met the aunties, I met his sister, I met the cousins, I meet everyone else, but never the mom. And I mean, granted, she doesn't leave the house in Atlanta, so that's why. But no, and I want to ask, but I don't want to make him nervous.
I just think that that's something that, I mean, he's a grown ass man. And I think that he's aware that as a woman, meeting a mom is a lot. I mean, I don't know if he's a mama's boy, but there's nerves associated with that. So I don't think he'll think you're nuts for asking. I think that that's a valid conversation to have. Like, so how does this go? How are you going to introduce
but it's
me?
So,
how, like, what does she know
so
about
different,
me?
Mandy. Like, this is what my mom FaceTimes me when I'm just fucking Old Bay. And she's like, oh, hey. Bleh. So he sees her energy. He knows she's been on my show. Him and his mom have a very weird relationship. Like, they talk all the time. And he's like, oh, yeah, G is here. And, you know, we're just cooking dinner. And
if you don't know, now you know. It's your girl, your best friend in your head, captain of all hoes, and lead activist of living your best life and saying fuck the haters. I'm Mandy B, your host, and I'm here to introduce you to my very new podcast, Period Sis, presented to you by the official box owner. Period Sis is an edutainment podcast of storytelling. Every episode walks you through a tale of womanhood by women from various spaces in their life, and we are letting it all out the bag. You have women who are fed up like Rosa Parks, dealing with their broken pussies like Issa Sang, and then those just trying to figure shit out and learn as they go. We do. Join me every Monday as I share intimate conversations with many of my friends and various healthcare professionals to start the conversations many of us may often shy away from, like this one.
The first time we had sex, I got pregnant. I had also had two abortions before. He was the one who was actually very persistent about us moving forward with having the child.
Of course, creating life is a big part of being a woman, but there's also different ways we view that.
Everybody acts like having kids is the only thing that makes you a woman. And I just don't agree with that.
Pregnancy is like the Grim Reaper who's always knocking on your door. And if you don't pull down the shades, it's going to come right in.
Join me on these tales of womanhood as we get down to the good, the ugly, and the downright dirty sides of being a woman.
I literally had to go through labor and delivery, had to get an epidural, delivered the baby, caught my baby before the doctor even got there. Then probably like 12 hours or so, somebody came in my room and said, what do you want to do? Do you want to have a funeral? Do you want to have the baby cremated?
And when we're not applying the pressure of being the bearers of all humankind, then we got to deal with that little thing down there. Some may call it a puss. Some may call it a vagina. For this podcast purposes, it's your box. But we got a lot going on down there too, and we dig right into that.
At this point, my pussy just stinks so bad. I'm crying, Mandy. I'm literally crying myself to sleep every night.
I don't know how long that tampon was in me. I don't know if it got fucked up and shoved inside of me the week before. I don't know if I shoved another tampon in. However old that tampon was, just like some stuffing in a Thanksgiving turkey stuffed in the back of my goddamn pussy.
Oh, yes. We take it there. So again, don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review. Period, sis. We are now available wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Again, follow us on social media. That's Instagram at Official Box Owner. And let's keep the conversation going. I'm your girl, Mandy B, and I'm super excited for you to join me every Monday. For the release of this podcast, you can catch two episodes on August 10th. Followed by another episode on Tuesday, August 11th. Again, I'm giving you girls what you wanted. And also, this is what makes me happy. So I'm super excited for you to join me on this journey. And hope you enjoy. And that's on period.